Metro Parks has already spent $12 million of taxpayers' money to benefit this development, which is about a third of Metro Parks' 2020 budget. There will be millions more in property taxes paid out by the public over the years to maintain this taxpayer amenity for this developer. In 2017, you handed Wagenbrenner a TIF and a nice fat economic development agreement package for this quarry development. And at the time, it had not been determined how many apartment units or single family homes would be built. So it wasn't even possible to calculate how many tens of millions of dollars in property taxes would be abated. And that figure still has not been determined and made known to the public. So this is basically a blank check that's being given out to a large campaign contributor in terms of how much abated property taxes he will save.